Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to tell you, when I woke up this morning, I did not think this would be one of the most dynamic days of my natural life. But I went to V103 this morning, and lo and behold, I ran into Delicious. Yep, that Delicious. There's only one Delicious for the generation. Only one. When another woman calls themselves Delicious, I get upset. There was a dude who used to work at V103 who called himself Delicious.
Oh, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have London Delicious Charles, TV and radio personality, formerly of VH1's Flavor of Love Season 2 winner.
Yeah, hey.
Give her a round of applause, man. Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mm. You look the exact same.
Yeah, well, I try to tell people that all the time.
You really do.
Yeah, it's a constant argument, but I feel like I do.
Let's talk about what you're doing today.
Okay.
All right, where have you been? What's been going on with you?
Oh, a whole lot. So that show was back in 2006, so it's been 13 years.
Did you really love Flavor?
Well, I do love him now. I don't know about when I was on the show. I was getting to know him, so I liked him.
Okay.
But I'm a natural lover. So,
right.
Yeah, I loved him.
All right. Do y'all still talk?
We do. I text him this morning.
Y'all like, you know what I mean?
We're chum. Like, we're cool.
Okay.
Yeah, we're friends. I really do appreciate the platform that he had given me.
Okay.
And it's been like history ever since, and it's been great history. So,
yeah.
I like it, and I appreciate him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your life post season 2 winner, Flavor of Love.
Well, my life totally changed. Before that, I was in financial services. Mm-hmm. I worked for a bank called Charter One for 5 years, and then I moved on to insurance. I worked for State Farm for about 7 years.
Wow.
Then I ended up on the Flavor of Love.
How did you get on Flavor of Love?
I was at my aunt's. I was visiting, and they were all in the library, in her library, watching this show. And everybody was, like, tuned in. I'm like, what are you guys watching? There's, like, you know Flavor Flav from Public Enemy? Mm-hmm. He has a reality show. It's called The Flavor of Love. And I'm like, are you serious? So I'm watching, and it was captivating because you have Flavor Flav, who is dramatically himself.
Right.
And then you have these 20 beautiful women, all from different places, young, attractive, and dynamic, all vying for the love of this man. So quite naturally, I was tuned in like everyone else.
Yeah.
There was nothing else like this on television. This was reality TV history. You had the real world, but you didn't have the Flavor of Love. You didn't have The Bachelor. You had nothing that you see reality TV-wise on television other than the real world.
I liked him a lot. I thought he was very authentic. Was that true to form?
Absolutely. Reality TV is different now. Back then, there was no script. There were no producers that were breaking the third wall. No one was coming in and say, hey, here's your motivation. Mm-hmm. Move around like this. All of that scripting basically was done in casting. And what I mean by that was they knew how to put a cast together that will create, you know, a certain dynamic. And that's what they did back then. They just let us be ourselves.
And I think that's what made it so successful, too.
Yes. Still
people
one
could
of
identify.
The highest rated
oh, absolutely.
Reality shows in history.
All right. We got more on the other side. I'm here with Delicious, 404-892-27. 03, you're getting real with the realest man on radio. News and talk. 1380 WAOK. Come on, man. Y'all can't tell me, bruh, ain't special, man.
Very special.
Wait a minute, what you mean by that?
Because I had a chance to interview him. I did radio for 4 years.
That's right.
In Detroit. And so he was boxing. Like, he was doing a lot of other stuff. He's like special. He's very unique. Yeah.
You did radio for 4 years.
Yeah, I did.
Had to be a great experience.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was something that I had never expected. But my mom, she's done gospel radio in Detroit for over 30 years.
Wow.
So
your mama is the gospel radio host in Detroit.
Yes, she is. She's the girl with the golden voice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you had some training in this.
Yes. I used to have to be up early mornings, dragging into the station, little girl, socks to my knees, my mom Good morning. It's Kim LaDee Spivey. Welcome to the Golden Hour with the girl with the golden voice.
Wow.
I just never forgot that. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are your just aspirations? You've done so much. You've accomplished so much from the days of working at the bank.
Right.
Yeah.
I always wanted to own a recreation center for young adults, just to come and just to be whatever it is that you wanted to be. I wanted to have a recording studio inside, an area where they can play video games, the area where they can play tennis or ping pong, just a place almost like the YMCA, but just a little bit more unique, where they have the big brother, big sister element there at all times. You know what I'm saying? And maybe they had to stay overnight. You know, we would have housing or something. That was always something that I wanted to do. I don't know how I'm going to get that done, but that just has never left me. And so,
let's talk about your faith, because obviously your faith informs your values and your values make room for you. So what, how would you describe your faith?
It's strong. I talk to my father on a constant basis because I disappoint him. And so just like my natural biological father, I'll go and I'll say, okay, listen, my bad.
Right.
But can you help me with this or whatever? I don't know. I find myself now as an adult going to my dad for help, sound advice, understanding, and comfort. And I do the same thing with my father in heaven. And so, and I have faith that he's going to help me with that, understand me and take care of me. So,
have you found areas in your life, especially in this industry, where your faith sometimes got you in trouble with your industry, or you were at odds with some industry mandate?
Yes. I mean, I try to keep my nose clean.
Yeah.
In this business, I don't have a reputation for, you know, having problems or whatever. But internally, of course.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you have to. I don't ever want to test my integrity, but it gets like that.
Yeah.
You know, when you're opposite of the cloth, or you're not.
That's right.
You know, under that type of rule, and you're doing what you're doing, I mean, yeah, sometimes you're like, oh my goodness, this isn't what I've been raised up under or whatever. But like I said, I go to my father in heaven and I say, listen, this is work. This is entertainment. I know you know my heart, and help me with this. He always finds a way to say, I won't leave you with an excuse. I'm going to put you in a position so that you can always do the right thing. Now, you're going to have to decide if you're going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to leave you without that option. And so,
what advice would you give to young ladies who are listening to you right now, and they want to get into, they want to get into this industry? Maybe it's reality television, maybe it's radio, but they want to get into an industry that you know a lot about. What would you tell them?
First of all, you need to do your research. The problem right now is a lot of times people will look at you and they'll say, sure, I can do exactly what you're doing. Or they like the way it looks on you, so they assume that, you know, that's what they can do and that's what they want to do. They need to first find out exactly what it is that you do.
Right.
I've spoke to you for just about 20 minutes, and you do a whole lot.
Yeah.
So that takes a lot. So, you know, we make it look good a lot of times. We make it look easy. So if they really want to get into this, they need to do their research, know that this is what they want to do, and do it the right way. You know, don't, excuse my French, don't half-ass it. You know, you got to get into it, you know, like get your boots really wet into this so that you can be great at it. You just don't want to be another Delicious. You want to be who you are and, you know, be someone who's going to be in the history books. I like how you said no one else should be called Delicious. That makes me feel good. That
That's
means
right.
that I didn't just receive the title. I've earned my title.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So absolutely. You were classy.
Thank you.
You're brilliant showed.
Thank
but
you. But
most of all, I remember how much heart you had.
Thank you.
You were just such a decent and warm individual.
Thank you.
Out of everything that happened on that season, that still stands out to me.
Thank you.
Because I think that was all authentically you.
That was so important.
Yeah.
Thank you. My parents told me when I got ready to do the show, they weren't familiar with the Flavor of Love.
Right.
They said, don't embarrass yourself and don't embarrass us.
So that's like, good advice from a black family. Like, that's exactly what my family would say.
Yeah.
Make sure you tell everybody how they can connect with you on social media.
You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at I Am So Delicious. That's IAMSODEELISHIS.
Yeah. Thank you, sis.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. 404-892-2700. 404-872-7003 that gets you in the conversation today. 404-892-2703. You're still getting real with the realest man in the game. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.